The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM, as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you are doing fabulous on this gorgeous day. It is, gosh, it seems like we've even bypassed spring on the first day of spring and gone right to summer. It certainly is gorgeous, so I hope you are enjoying it. And I hope you are enjoying, you know what? I hope you're enjoying your life, because this is the one you got, so I hope you're enjoying it. And I hope if you're a woman, I mean, I hope if you're a man, you're enjoying it too. But since I'm a woman, and since we're going to talk about women today, I hope you're really enjoying your life if you're a woman, because sometimes we tend to give our power away. We tend to have that disease to please. We want to please other people. We don't always get what we want. We think everyone else comes first. And in some cases, maybe that's what you want. In other cases, it's really frustrating you. We're going to talk today with a wonderful author. This book landed on my desk a few weeks ago, and I picked it up and thought, wow, what a good book. And then I looked at it more and said, this is a terrific book. She has done a terrific job here. And then I read some of the praise that Helene Lerner has gotten for this book and other books she has written. Christiane Northrup, the MD, who has written many New York Times bestsellers, and you've seen her probably on PBS, said, In Her Power, which is the name of Helene Lerner's book, redeems the concept of power with pleasure and empowerment. Barbara Corcoran, who everybody knows, has said, Living powerfully is about creating success on your own terms. This book will help you do just that. Helene's exercises show you how to cut through resistance and step into your power. And I want to talk about that today with Helene Lerner and her book, In Her Power, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self. And I want to welcome Helene to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Hi, Shannon. I love what you've said already.
Thank you. Well, thank you for writing this book. It really is a little bit, you know, I picked it up and saw it on my desk and thought, well, you know, it's another self-help. But then I started reading and thought, this is really good. You can, number one, you can really write. And you're really authentic in what you say. This is a very, very helpful book. And the first question I want to ask you is, In Her Power, most people think of power as something big, like you have to be, you know, somebody running a company, running a country, doing something powerful. But that's not really what this is about. Power is, you can be a stay-at-home mom and be in your own power, right?
Absolutely. It's not letting your fear hold you back, but moving forward in terms of your strength and making a difference in your life. And I think that is my definition of power. And we're not talking about, you know, power sometimes gets a bad rap, dictatorial power, command and control power, where one person leads and everyone else follows. When I talk about power, especially in relation to women, it's more collaborative. So it's really moving through fear and coming from your strength so that you're really connecting to what you value. Because what happens, Shannon, when I know I should be doing something, and not just should be doing something, but I know from a deep place that I need to take somewhat of a calculated risk, and when I don't do that, no matter what it is in my life, even if I'm a stay-at-home mom or a single person living alone or a working person, whatever it is, and I stop doing the things that I know deep down I need to be doing, what happens? What happens to me is I lose a little bit of my, what I call, aliveness, my excitement to life, you know, and as you said, are you enjoying your life?
Well, I mean, I think most women, now I'm not going to speak for everyone, have been to that place where they've given their power away, whether it's to a man, whether it's to a job they don't like, whether it's to their children in a way that they are running them and they're, you know, and it's not being enjoyable anymore. And you can do all of that in your own power, which, you know, when you read your book, you can understand what you mean. In your own power, you can do it by listening to who you are, listening to your instincts, following through. And it seems like when you do that, you get so much more back from it, even from those that might be thinking, well, geez, you know, if you do that, you're taking away from your husband. But that's not true. Being your authentic self allows you to give so much to those around you, right?
Well, if you're giving to yourself, you know, the whole thing about the oxygen mask on a plane, if you don't give to yourself, how can you really be there for someone else?
That's true.
You might look as if you're there. But I want to say this. I think I talk in the book about the nine facets of a woman's power and the veils, or false beliefs, we put on ourselves that don't allow us to express our power fully, like that critical mind that's always coming up. But I think when we're trying on new behavior, like to talk to the point you just made, when we know we need to say no rather than yes, and it might even anger someone we're close to, when we keep saying yes, when we mean no, what happens with me is I get resentful. I get resentful of the person who's either asking me for something, or I get resentful and I get resentful with myself. Why couldn't I have said, you know what? I just can't do that right now. I have too many things on my plate. And women, I don't care where they are, most of us are so stretched. So when I'm not being true to myself and saying, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now, but you know what? Call on me in 2 weeks or something like that. Or if I can't set some of the guidelines with my family, it doesn't mean I'm not going to be there for them and or I'm not going to do certain things. But if I need to take in for myself and can't do something, if I don't say it, they ultimately feel my resentment. Isn't that true, Shannon?
Oh, that is true. And, you know, when I hear you speak of those veils, I know what you're talking about, because you talk in the book about the veils that we all have that kind of hide our authentic self. As you said, you know, hide behind that kind of saying yes when you want to say no and feeling like you're kind of doing, you know, good by living up to somebody else's expectation rather than yours. But where do those veils come from? I mean, and we're talking
well,
about...
I want to say something just in terms of that last point, and then we'll talk about where the veils come from. When we change our behavior, the second aspect of a woman's power is accepting the discomfort of change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to feel comfortable. When I'm doing something different, I am out of my comfort zone. So perhaps saying no is not something you're used to doing with certain people. And if you start doing it, you might think, oh, my God, I should feel better. You know,
right.
Here I'm doing something that's authentic. But my experience is we don't feel better initially. It's still uncomfortable, but it's courageous to accept the discomfort of change and move through it. And you asked me, where do these veils come from?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have that. Have you heard the expression, the monkey mind or the critical mind? I think we all have that going on inside us. It could come from things that we heard early on by parents, by teachers, by a supervisor at work, wherever it comes from. Those thoughts keep coming in and out, and I have learned to be more aware of that and then take a look and see if I'm thinking something about myself and ask myself, is it really true? Is it really true? And if it isn't, to start replacing the thought with something else.
That takes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that, I do know what you mean. That takes a sense. I think that takes a sense of quietness and centeredness and a sense of confidence to trust that kind of voice in yourself to think that, you know, you can do that. How do you get to there? How do you get to that point where you can trust yourself?
Well, for me, I tell this story so people, you know, I'm very successful now, but I wasn't always that way. And my mom, about 8 years ago, passed on from pancreatic cancer. And on her deathbed, she said to me, Helene, I've always loved you, but I didn't understand you. And Shannon, for many years before that, many, many years when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, and up until I was 21, I didn't understand me. And I was very heavy. I was obese. I was eating my feelings down. I didn't even know what my feelings were. I didn't know what my desires were. And when I was about 21, I was so desperate that I was almost going to take my life. Mm. And I did go deeper. I wasn't aware of any of this, but I went deeper and I heard a voice inside me say, Helene, there's more to life than this. Go look for it. And in the next few weeks, I started to reach out, which wasn't typical of me. And I found a group of people who are overcoming their eating disorders. And I watched them say no to excess food, and I began to. And then I was able to say no to certain things in my life and yes to other things. I learned about my range of feelings, which I didn't even know, my anger, my fear, my sadness, my joy. And then step by step by step, I was stepping into my power. And I think for me, what has been so instrumental, even through my successes in business and everything else, is that I got it, that I don't have to do it alone. Like your radio show, like there's help out there available. Like even when I started my first TV show and I didn't know what I was doing, but I just had a great image of what I wanted to create, television shows, to really impact people to move forward in their lives. I had a girlfriend, colleague, Suzanne, who I reached out to. And when I failed, she was there to pick me up. And when I was successful, she would say to me, way to go.
Good so for you. But you took a leap of faith to get there, to start that TV show, to change careers.
Oh, my God, big time.
You know, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, how you got to where this wonderful place that you're at, that you're teaching all of us how to be in our power. We're talking with Helene Lerner, and her new book is In Her Power, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTBQ.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-414-2188 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-2188. 1-800-414-2188. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-2188.
Hi, folks. Peter Epstein, president of Merit Financial, the Gold People. With the changing economy, you probably know how important it is to protect your wealth. But did you know that gold can give you an edge when other investments are down? At Merit Financial, we make it easy to get the right gold at the right price right away. Surveys show we beat other major companies' prices by up to 20%. That's 20% more gold for your money. We'll beat any advertised price on the products we offer. And we guarantee every piece of gold is individually inspected to assure the highest quality. Call Merit right now and I'll send you our gold investment guide absolutely free. Find out why so many people choose Merit for gold. Call right now for your free gold guide.
Call 1-888-880-4010. Call right now for your free gold investment guide. Call 1-888-880-4010. That's 1-888-880-4010.
Introducing Warwick Valley's newest dance school, Warwick Dance Center. This is the perfect opportunity for continuing dancers to expand their technique and for new dancers to be introduced into the art of dance. Offering classes in all levels of classical ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, and more. It's exceptional training from professional dancers. Call now, 986-DANCE. That's 986-3262. Or visit warwickdancecentre.com. Also on Facebook. Come join the adventure at the Warwick Dance Centre. A visit to Warwick Massage will make you feel like you're floating on cloud nine. Anne Worley is a nationally certified licensed massage therapist with 20 years of experience in many types of massage, including Swedish, deep tissue, sports, hot stone, geriatric, reflexology and more, and now has her handicap accessible private practice in Warwick. Call Warwick Massage today, 986-3644. Gift certificates available. Go to WTBQ.com for the latest discount coupon.
Hi, this is Eileen Patterson.
And I'm Inez Freund.
Please join us on Tuesdays at 1:30 on WTBQ for Creative Vision, The Eyes Have It.
We'll be talking about small business marketing and how to get the biggest bang for your buck. WTBQ.
Hi, welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us. And if you're just joining us, you've missed the first part of what we were talking about. We're talking with Helene Lerner, who's the author of In Her Power, her new book, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self. And before we took a break, we were talking about how Helene got here. I mean, she didn't just kind of rise up this wonderful person that understands so much and has so much to offer us. She's a very successful woman. She's an author. She's a public television host, Emmy Award-winning executive producer, Fortune 500 workplace consultant. And, you know, Helene, as you mentioned before we took a break, you didn't start out this way. I mean, you know, you were probably a very happy, successful person in some ways, but you were overweight, you were not where you wanted to be, and you took a leap of faith to become a television producer. And that was early on in your career. What gave you the inner confidence at that point to do what you needed to do?
I was helped by so many people. I wasn't just overweight. I was suicidal, and I was thinking of ending my life in my early 20s. And when I found support, and I found a group of people who were not hurting themselves with food, excess food, and I began to get the support they had to offer, I began to know about how things in my life when I wanted to say yes and no, and it wasn't only to food. And slowly, I step-by-step got into my power. And when you're given so much support, at least for me, I wanted to communicate that to other people because I had been given so much by this group of people. So I started to do the earlier shows, and people heard my passion. Mm. I wanted to make a difference. They heard the passion, and people who didn't even know me were mobilizing around me. And so in my early shows, and even today, the whole notion of not being alone, group support, how people are overcoming challenges, that's what always excited me. Because no matter how far down I went, and I went at 21 to a point where there was no light at the end of the tunnel, I was almost out of that window.
Mm.
Yeah, which is now I found something very deep. And the book, In Her Power, has lots of exercises and inner reflections for people so that they can take a look at some of the false beliefs they have about themselves that are not really servicing them at this point in their lives. And when they start letting it go, they don't have to do it alone. They can do it with a buddy. They can do it with a group. There's always help out there. They can start letting go of some of these beliefs and really stepping into their power more fully. And the truth is, we need women in this world to step up.
Yeah.
And as you said, whether it's just stepping up in your home or stepping up and leading in business or stepping up in school or stepping up in your child's school, whatever it is, in the book, I talk about the spiritual power muscles that women have, just like when we go to the gym and we do our physical muscles and exercise. I think we have the connective muscles where we can see the things that bond people rather than tear us apart, the creative muscle, and I think women are incredibly courageous. So we have the three spiritual power muscles which we need to exercise. The connective, creative, and courageous muscles.
Yeah, you know, one of the things you said with all of that is that each of us have this unique path. I mean, you know, when we talk about power, that power so lies within us. And as you so aptly said, you know, it could be a small power, it could be a little power as far as the outside world, but you have to claim your power so that you know where to go and how to fulfill yourself so you can get to that place. So you're not following other people's powers, really,
yeah,
what you
and
don't
you know
want.
What? I would claim that there's no power that's small, Shannon. It might be different,
right?
But not small. We all, when we're standing in our power, it's not small, it's very big.
Yeah, and when we spoke before about the veils and the nine core dimensions that you talk about in your book, and so many of us are held back by these veils, you know, the kind of hiding ourselves a little bit and feeling that we don't have the right or the...
Or that we can't make the impact.
Yes, exactly. I mean, was that taught to us, or is that just a universal thing amongst all humans and especially women?
I don't know the answer to that, but I think many women do fall prey to some of it, and it probably came from things, as I said before, things that we've heard when we were younger in the workplace or whatever. And you know what I've learned? I've learned that critical mind that I told you about, that mind that tells me I can't do something or I'm not enough or whatever,
whatever
you want to attach to it. I notice that when I'm thinking that way about myself, I mirror, the whole world mirrors that. So I've learned to not necessarily attack the people outside me, you know, the person who looks, you know, if five people look at you like you're fabulous and one person looks at you with a funny nose or something and a funny face.
That's the one thing you remember. It's
that's
like
the
20 people
remember,
could say,
but you
yeah.
You know why I do that?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking that about myself.
Yeah.
So then my world mirrors that. So the real thing to do is to take a look, do some of the exercises in the book, and look at what thoughts create more awareness. What thoughts are you holding that don't allow you to move forward and that you're actually creating your world like that because you're seeing that mirrored outside.
Yeah, and that's true, for all of us. And, you know, to move forward, to get to a place that's authentic to ourselves like you did for yourself, I mean, it takes work. Sometimes it takes something really bad to be in a bad place like you were. And, you know, throughout your book, you talk of different women, how they go through a divorce or find themselves in a bad situation to get to that place of power that they need to be, where they realize they're not being authentic. I mean, it has to sometimes slap us in the face to get there.
It doesn't have to happen for everyone that way. But it does, you know, I've also learned to take everything in my life, the good and the bad, if I can look at some of those difficult moments that I've had and see what the growth and lesson is for me. And if I can use that, those are sometimes the times that teach me the most. Isn't that true, Shannon?
It is very true. And you have so much in your book to learn, so much to show everyone, to teach everyone, for everyone to read. Where can we get your book? I have it on Shannon's Corner through WTBQ and your website, but give out your website on air.
You can go to the bookstores
Amazon,
Barnes & Noble. All of them have In Her Power, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self. And I also have a fabulous website for women. It's called womenworking.com, womenworking.com. Lots of inspiration. I tweet spiritual tweets, and my tweets are around the world now, and they're growing by leaps and bounds. So
if we go there, we can follow you on Twitter.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we have that website. We have the Simon & Schuster website to get your book, In Her Power, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self. Helene Lerner, I thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you, Shannon, for all the good work you do.
Oh, thank you so much for your great book. We love it here. Thank you so much for everyone joining us today. We thank you for joining us here on Shannon's Corner and on WTBQ. And we do have to wrap it up for today. But until next time, don't forget to make good choices.